This rally is our attempt to give voice to the concerns raised by the attack on public lands and the environment by this administration and Congress. Our concerns are that they are only paying attention to one constituency, natural gas and oil, maybe timber too, to the detriment of the rest of us, whose lives and communities and economies are built around all the other values of public lands, like the White River National Forest that surrounds us. The national forests provide clean air and clean water and bountiful wildlife and awesome recreation opportunities, all of which create the quality of life and the way of life that undergirds our thriving communities in the Roaring Fork Valley and around the White River National Forest. We're very concerned that the policies and deregulation and budget cuts that are coming out of D.C. are going to pose a direct threat to all of those values that we hold so dear.
Talk about how the White River National Forest in particular is in the crosshairs.
Because these are federal public lands, decisions made in D.C. eventually trickle down to the ground and have an on-the-ground impact. What we're concerned about are things like rollback of the methane rule, ignoring climate science, gutting of the National Environmental Policy Act to make it a lot easier to cut a lot more trees on the national forest on spurious justifications. And all of that eventually, if it is upheld in D.C., will make its way to the ground and cause problems here. You know, rolling back the methane rule means that more methane gets spewed out of the gas fields, you know, in the landscape west of Carbondale and along the Colorado River Valley. And that methane does harm to citizens' health at a very local level. But at the long-term level, methane is a very powerful greenhouse gas.
Well, Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke has said that increasing mining or other energy extraction could bring in revenue that would help with the infrastructure in national parks, in restoration and conservation programs that are facing cuts. He's also said that increased energy extraction can help economies of communities that are surrounded by public lands. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, what he's arguing for is the boom-bust economy that those of us who live around public lands have seen come and go over decades. And yes, somebody makes a lot of money, but there aren't a lot of long-term jobs created by that. And there are tremendous impacts locally on the ground in terms of impacts to the ecology of the public lands, but also to the social fabric of these communities that have to sustain these boom and bust cycles. It becomes very disruptive to these communities and very expensive for these communities to provide the services, you know, as that expansion and contraction occurs. It's just not a sustainable model. We here in the Roaring Fork Valley have a pretty sustainable model that we, you know, we have a relationship with our public lands through recreation or through agriculture that provides lots of jobs and lots of robust economic activity, and it leaves a light footprint on the land, by and large, that will future generations will be able to do the same thing. Coming in and stripping everything out and then selling it off somewhere and moving on and leaving the mess for future generations is just not a sustainable model for economic growth or sustainability.
Do you have any comments on Secretary Zinke's sort of not-so-public report on the national monuments?
Yeah, I mean, it just puts the lie to everything he said during his nomination process and the promises and commitments he made to the sportsmen's stakeholder group. Particularly, he claimed he was a Teddy Roosevelt type conservative. He said he's a sportsman. He said he was bringing more transparency to public lands decision making. And this completely puts the lie to that. They're talking about shrinking protections for important chunks of our public estate in order to facilitate oil and gas development, which we've all seen what happens. You come in and you scrape the ground and you leave a mess for future generations to clean up. And the wildlife have no place else to go because there's no place else over the hill because it's been scraped too. And he's not more transparent. You know, he just submitted these recommendations to the president, didn't give any rationale for it, had no formal criteria he was using to make these recommendations, and he's not revealing what those recommendations are. And so, I mean, it's just a bunch of BS.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Come out to our rally. Cardboard Cory will be there. Senator Gardner has been invited. We don't expect him to show up, but we're going to have Cardboard Cory there in his stead and give you an opportunity to talk directly to Cardboard Cory. We will have a social media tent. We'll use your camera to film you, and then you can go post that on your social media feed to help us get the word out to Cardboard Cory that we value public lands in this community. We don't want to see them sold off to the highest bidder, and that we expect him to be a moderating force in the Senate to roll back the most extreme of these anti-environmental policies coming out of D.C.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.